The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If the world hates you, you realize that it hated me first. If you belong to the world would love its own. But because you do not belong to the world, and I have chosen you out of the world hates you. Remember the word I spoke to you. No slave is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. And they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. So today, the 16th of May in the year 2020, how do we put the words that we've just been listening to in the Gospel this morning into apply them to ourselves? Well, all over the world today, there is what we might call Christianophobia. That, in simple words, a hatred of Christians. Not because we're doing something bad, but because we're doing something good. And if you're doing something good, to a lot of people you become an affront. People hate you because of that. I know it doesn't make sense, but that's the situation in which we find ourselves. And it takes backbone and courage to speak the truth to authority and to power. And we see every day, practically, examples of people who stand up for what is right, who stand up for what they really believe in and what they know is right in the eyes of God. And what happens? They're dismissed, or they're sacked, or they're demoted, or they lose their job. We see what normally happens to somebody that we might call a whistleblower. Are they promoted for telling the truth? Most likely no. Often they sacrifice their job, their livelihood. And that's what Jesus is talking about in the Gospel today in very practical terms. That if you try to live your life according to the way God wants you to live your life, well then you can't, so to speak, always follow the system and be part of the system. And as Jesus says, it takes courage, but he guarantees us that he will be with us, he will help us to face any difficulty. And we can do if we really trust in him. But it's got to be real trust, not just saying I trust, but it must come from the heart and be able to know that God will never let us down, never forsake us.